We're continuing our shiurim on Matbe Bracha, and we are in the words of the Bracha Melech HaOlam. We ended up speaking about exactly, we're actually in the Hagdomas of Melech HaOlam, this very important Hagdomas to understand the Rashash in his Siddur when he speaks about Melech HaOlam. The part of the Hagdama that we're up to now is speaking about going back originally to the Shah Nekudim, where the Esses fields came out from the Naim Da'ak. And we explained that it's Deloke Pshuto, it doesn't mean just Esses fields, and the way the Ariza explains to us in Shah Lamed and Etz Chaim, that a sphere is 10 spheres. Really, the 10 spheres only apply to the first three. But the Zayin Tachtoinim only had six spheres. They only had six spheres. They had no gar b'chla. And the last sphere, which is Malchus that came off in the Naim, she was only 1/10 of a sphere. She was only in the Kuda Katana. Then we went a bit further, that the way the Rashash is Mevaya, and he brings Rayas, often the Rayas from the Arizal, that everything that we're talking about is only in Malchus of each and every single Bechina. So it's much, much smaller than we thought. We thought originally that keser meant keser. No, it's only a keser of a malchus. Chochma of a malchus, bina of a malchus. So we came out that every sphere is subdivided into 100 spheres. Because in that sphere you have esses spheres, and every sphere, all the esses spheres have 10 spheres. So you have a square of 10 by 10. 10 spheres going this, and 10 spheres going down each one. So 10 by, that's 100 spheres.
Just for Keser.
Just for Keser. And just the Malchias of that Keser broke. We showed the picture last time. Just the Malchias, just the last row, the Malchias of the Keser, the Malchias of the Chochma, of all of Keser. Just the Malchias broke. That happened for Keser, Chochma, Bina, and all the other spheres. Except for Malchias, so we explained. Now, that's what we're up to. We explain that is what broke. That was one Nekuda. The other Nekuda we started is that as the Zayin Malachim broke, they all fell into from Atzilus into Bria Yetzia Asiya. So Poshe Pshat Nariza is just the Zayin Malachim broke. That means the Zayin Malachim, which is Chesed, Gvuah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, then also Malchus broke. But the truth of the matter is, Agam the Ariza tells us that Keser Chochma Bina did not fall into Bia, but nevertheless, we know that the klal is that each sphere is meluvash into the other sphere. So it come out that if Zah broke, intrinsically it must mean that there was also the Morchim of the previous spheres, and that means when he broke and fell into Bia, everything fell into Bia. Or proportionally, there was a chelik which was maluvish and zah while he was in Atzilus, and when he broke, he shot it, he brought those bechinas which were maluvish in him into Bia. And Enachanam, as we're doing the kavonas of Melech HaOlam, we're going to see when we're mechavan to bring up the biurim, all of a sudden we see the names of Abba Ve'ima, we see the name of Arich, Atik, what's going on? They never fell into Bia. But the answer is no, that's not true. It's true the main chalokim of them didn't fall, but the chelik which was maluvish in Zah, b'shas they were natzilus taka, also they were in the lower worlds. That is a very, very important nekuda to understand that. Tremendously important. And the reason why is that when we're bringing them up, there's a whole seid of aliyahs that we're going to have to do. I guess a little bit complicated, but there's a mahalach how to bring it up. You don't just, okay, going up. Step by step, you're going to have to schlep stage by stage until you get to the highest spiritual realms, whatever you want to call them. We call them Absag Da'ak, and even that's limiting it. Really, you actually go back to the end of, but you're going to have to climb, send aliyahs until you get to the Absag Da'ak. That's where the main Zivuk happens, and then you're going to get the new Shefa. That's already the Yirida. Alright, again, to summarize, as the spheres are breaking, the Zayin Malachim, they're taking down the Birurim with them, of all the other spheres which are on top of them. So what I want to see now, Shemuel, we want to read now the Na'al Sholem. The Na'al Sholem, as we know, is the Rashash, and it's found in the back of Etz Chaim. It's on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Now, what we mean by the Mefarshim, when they mean Amud Beis, not like we mean in Gemara Amud Beis, but rather it's really Tur Beis. So, but the second side of the page. So let's start where he says Hamosha. It's four lines down on the left hand side in the Na'al Sholem. And it says as follows. He's very, very deep. It's Elush. And every word means a lot. But we're not going to shtel it. We're not here to learn the Rashar particularly. Just an overview of Madbeah Bracha. So let's go slowly and try to understand his words over here. Amoshul Bezeh. Ki Abirurim. Now he's talking about the Seder Aliyah, not Yerida. That's a different Seder. Now, Amoshul Bezeh Ki Abirurim. The Zayim Malachim. The Zayim. Shinit Baru. Okay, we know we're in charge, we're partners with the Eibishter. We're here to recreate the Maisa Bereshis, the Ganze Olam with Shovo, and we're here to Meshtatev. And therefore, Al De Yisrael, we do what's called the Maisa Birum, which we have not defined. That we did at the beginning of the Kavanas, Shir Kavanas, how to do and what exactly you're doing with the Shas Birur. So when you've done that process of Birur, you're raising it up. And who's raising it up? It's Ali de Yisrael. Where are you raising it up to? To Yisrael Sabatuna. Okay, so let's think about it. You have Bia. In Bia, you have the Birurim of Zah, which broke. Those are Birurim, the Haim, the Zay Malachim, the Shivra Kalim. You're bringing them up, but you bring them up to Atzilus. Where in Atzilus? Zah de Atzilus. Is that clear? Above Zah de Atzilus, you have another part of called Yisrael Sabatuna. So you bring it up the Birurim of Zah to Zun, and then up and above to Yisro Sabatuna. Because the rule, we never skip, even though he doesn't say this, but we never skip Madregas. There's always a Zah, and then Yisro Sabat. So the Birurim first go to Zah, or Zur, and then they're going to go to Yisro Sabatuna. Again, Birurim of Zun. It gets a little bit complicated. I'm just stressing it because it gets a bit confusing. Birurim de Zum go up to Yisro Sabatuna. Okay. Now, why does he do that? Litaknam. In order to get rectified. That's the process. Nimshachim leza. Now the process is, what's going to happen is, once they get a tikkun, there's going to be a chazor shefa going downwards now. Bebechinas moichim. Hamelovoshim betzelem hanimshach me'amochim de yisasa betvuna, ve'amochim ahem de yasut nasu. No, that's it for that. Yeah. So what's going to happen now? That yasut that you brought up the birurim zun into yasut in order to do the birurim on zun, the tikkun on zun. Yasut now is going to start what's called the mochim, and they're going to put this mochim in what's called the tzelem. And it's all going to go down into Zah.
Where's Zah? Zah is
Zah Atzilus. Yeah.
But you have to go past the Zah Atzilus first.
Yeah, you brought it one stage and then you brought it, yeah.
For the stopping, a stop there.
Yeah. Is that clear? Next stage? All right, let's go. Next stage. Now, V'amochem ahem de Yasut, Nasa me'abirurim shelehem atzmam, de Yisro Sabatuna, שנדברו ועולו על ידי עיזה לאבא ואמא אלוהים לתקנון. Now what does that mean? It's as follows. That as Zah, we're going back to the beginning of the story, it's a bit complicated but you get the hang of it. Zah is bringing up the Birurim. Because Zah is the lowest one closest to the Bia. So his job is to bring up the Birurim.
That's what we bring
it up. We bring it up, yeah, but it's Zah actually helping us. But We're initiating the process, right? So we're bringing it up. Or you can say that. We're bringing it up to Zah. Now, what's going to happen is that we said originally that Zah is bringing up the Birurim of Zah. Now we're doing this, we're saying a bit further, we're bringing up the Birurim of the Zah and Yisro Sabah.
I go back down again.
Doesn't bring that. It's all the Shas Maisa. It's bringing it up. He's just splitting up in stages, but
really it's happening.
We're saying all about Zah. And more than that. Also the Birurim of Arich and the Birurim of Atik all coming up, because we know that, we just learned that We learn when they broke the Arizal told us everything should have down. So if you learn Poshu Pshah and Arizal, you don't know what he's talking about. How can the Rashan says you're going down and getting a Yisrael Sabatuna? Stayed in the Arizal, they only fell down to the lowest part of Atzilus. There it is, if you look deep in the Arizal, everything fell down. One Bechina. Anyway, so as that's coming up, or the Zayim Malachim, this Shivrei Kehim, which is called the Birurim, Chelik of them is Birurim and Yasrut. Where are they going to go? They're going to go to Zah can't help it. They're going to go to Yusuf Saba and Tuna. They can't do their own Tikkunim. They're going to have to go and bring all the way up to Abba Be'im Eloyim. Nas Mehem, Mipirum Shalem Atzman de Yasut, Shinivaru Va'olu Ali de Zah, Le Abba Be'im Eloyim. So Zah, again, is bringing them up, going to Zun, and then bringing them up, going to Yisrael Saba Tvuna, and then going to bring them all the way up to Abba Vima. What is he bringing up? Only the Biruim of Yisrael Saba Tvuna, Litzakenom. Va'acha Tikunom, Abba Vima Eloyin, Imshichu Oysom. Now, once the Tikun has been done, or the Biruim of Yisrael Saba Tvuna, they're going to be Mamshech HaShefa from Abba Ve'im, Mamshech HaShefa downwards. Oysom Bebechinas Mochim Luvoshim Betzelem. Again, the same process. The Mochim Abba Ve'im are going to go into the Tzelem. Hanimshach Me'amochim De Abba Ve'im Eloyim. And they're going to go back down into Yisrael Saba Tvuna to make the Tikkun. Right? So far, so good. Stage number three.
So where is this
Tzelem?
How's
this? Oh, what does it mean? What does it mean Tzelem? What exactly is coming down? We'll speak about that soon. But let's just get the actual facts here, and then we'll explain a bit more. Now, third stage. Va'amochim atzman de abba ve'ima. Now they also need tikkunim, Eloyim. How do you get mochim the abba v'ima? You understand, abba v'ima are given mochim that they don't have to Yisro Sabatuna. How did they get these mochim b'chla? Well, that's not 100% correct, because the b'chim is happening before. So a chelik of the birurim has to make new mochim in abba v'ima. Now, where is abba v'ima going to get these mochim from? They're going to get these new mochim of theirs from the Birurim which are on Bia. Now how are they going to come up again? So Zah is going to take the Birurim of Abba Ve'ima from Bia, which are found in Bia, and go up to Zah, go up to Yisro Saba and Tuna, and then go up to, it's going to go up to V'nasim Birurim Shalem Atzman the Abba Ve'ima Eloyin Nivu V'olu Alide Yisro Saba and Tuna. So what's going to happen is that, remember, all the Birurim have already been brought up by Zah. He brought up the whole Gantz Pekelech. He brought up his own Birurim. He brought up the Birurim of Yisro Saba Tvuna. He brought up the Birurim of Abba Ve'ima. He brought the Birurim of Atik. He brought them up a stage. He brought them up all the way up to Abba Ve'ima Eloy. Right? In order that Yisro Saba Tvuna should get the Birurim done. Now once that's done, then all the Pekelech is left by Yisro Saba Tvuna. Yisro Saba Tvuna now are going to take that Pekelech and go all the way up to pass Abba Ve'ima, because Abba Ve'ima need a Tikkun, and Abba Ve'ima cannot make their own Tikkun. So they're going to have to, Yisro Saba Tvuna is going to have to go to the higher parts of Arech in order to make a Tikkun on the Birurim of Abba Ve'ima alone.
Does it actually go up? Could that pass them? Sort
of. Yeah.
It's not just come passing it through with a.
No, but yeah, they go. He says that. But olu alide Yisro Saba
Tvuna. Strange thing, these Bamis are all going up the whole time. All these.
And but coming back down, though. Not staying up there. Just like delivering the package, coming back down.
But just like the all the broom at the bottom, below the Bamis are all happening. Beer, they're all happening in one go. They're all going up in one go.
Right.
Well, so they go at a separate state, they go at separate speed to the Kielu. One chelik of it stops there, next chelik goes a bit further.
That's right. Yeah, but it's coming back down at the same time. It's going up and then being mashpia downwards. So the birurim of Yisro Saba Tvuna, which the birurim of Abba Ve'ima, which are in Yisro Saba Tvuna will take them all the way up to Abba to Arabi. Arabi will now make tikkunim and pour down the Shefa into Abba Ve'ima, and that's the Moichim for Abba Ve'ima.
Awesome. Abba Ve'ima can go up, but then that means that yes, it can stay where it is now. Now it's done, it's passed.
It goes back down, it doesn't need to be...
Where does it go to?
back to himself. Back to his original position.
See, once it's done its mistaken Schlichus, about yeah. above it, the one above it,
yeah.
then it's finished, it's Schlichus.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Now, So, hem shicham ach le'arampin le'abavim elohim b'chinas moichim luvoshim betzelem hanimshach ma'amoichim de'arachampin. Okay? So once arachampin makes his tikkun, he's pouring back down the moichim into abavim elohim. Now, but moichim the stage number four, v'amoichim atzman de'arachampin, but how is that going to happen? How is he going to get a tikkun on his moichim, on his birurim, which make up his moichim? Hem me'abirurim shelo shenivruu al yedei Abba v'Ima Eloin. Remember, the Abba v'Ima Eloin has the package. They have the pekelach. Da'ainu, they have the birurim of Abba v'Ima Arachampin, and also they have the birurim of Atik. So what's going to happen now? Abba v'Ima Eloin v'Olu, they're going to go past Arich and they're going to go up to Atik. We're going to go up to Atik. Nisakinam. Okay? V'atik hem shichom le'arachampin bebechinas moichim v'luvoshim betzelem v'nimshach ma'amoichim shelo v'amoichim shelo. That's it. So what's going to happen? Again, same process. Abba Ima will take the birurim of arachampin, go all the way up to Atik. Atik is misakinam, then pour back down the shefer, down into arachampin, and that's the tikkun that Arich is going to get. That's going to be the Moichim Arich. Now, the Moichim Shelo, Hem Birurim Shelo, Nizbaru, V'olu Aride Arich Hampim. So, we missed a line here. So, Atik. No, but Atik, Kim Shicham Le Arich Hampim, Bechinas Moichim, Mulvoshim Betzelem, Hanim Shem HaMoichim Shelo.
Of Arich. Now it's doing the Moichim of Atik.
Yeah, well, that's right. Mochim Shelo means Atik, right? Mochim Shelo, that means Atik, right, correct. Hem mibirurim Shelo, Shenivru v'olu alide arch ampin de'ak. De'ak, interesting enough. So the Atik of Atsilus is going to get a tikkun alide the arch ampin de'ak. V'sakinam, and that's going to do the tikkun for this birurim of Atik. Who the Atik, the Ak, the Kiniskelel ki, Ike tikkun birurim, Shisha partsufe Atsilus, who are they, Shisha partsufim, Ak the Atik, the Ak, and Shichom le Atik, the Atsilus, Bebekinas Mochim, Mulvoshim, Bitzelem, and Nimshach, Mamochim Shalom. So it's really a dual division over here. It's a parallel dimension which is working between the six partsufim of Atzilus and the six partsufim which are in Ak, right? You have the world of Atzilus and then you have the world of Ak, and they have the same partsufim inside of them, and they're really making the ultimate birurim, tikkunim on the birurim, and being mashpia back down.
What are these partsufim in Ak?
What do you mean? The same?
Is it before Nekudim, after Nekudim? Where are they in relation to Akudim and Nekudim?
So they were Bechal in the Shvira.
They're Bechal in the
Shvira? No, they were not Bechal in the
Shvira. Because Atzilus is in there.
Yeah. They're all inside of Ak.
Before the pair, right? Before the Naim and before the pair as well.
Yeah, everything was there before.
We don't usually speak about it.
Again, the Arizal on the first page came out. We're not talking about the Pnimius of Ak. Everything's in the Pnimius of Ak. Nothing came out. The only thing that came out is the Esses Spheres. That's it. All about Tzilus is the only thing which is outside of Ak.
So we're saying again the thing which corresponds in Ak, even though we don't actually speak about different parts of him of Ak as parts of him.
Yeah. But you should know that the Arizal doesn't speak about it. Other people do speak about it. But I shouldn't speak about it. Mm-hmm. Shash, as we see, is speaking about the Pnimius of Ak over here. Okay, so Venimsa.
Is that the Chosim V'Nechtam sort of idea?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Nimsa comes up here. Ki Neranchi, That's a new word we haven't seen so far. The cold parts of Bayim lo miluvoshim toch amoichim the kol apatzu from elyonim mimenu. Let me just read a few more lines to explain to you what he's saying. Ba'ofen ki ha naranchin deza de atzilus nimshachim lo miluvoshim b'moichim amuluvoshim b'tzelem hanimshach m'moichim de yasut אשר המורכים ההם די יסוד מלובושים בצלם הנמשך ממורכים די אבא ואמא אלוהים אשר המורכים ההם די ארחמפים די אבא ואמא מלובושים בצלם הנמשך ממורכים די ארחמפים אשר המורכים ההם די ארחמפים מלובושים בצלם הנמשך ממורכים די אק תיק אשר המורכים ההם די עתיק די אצילוס מלובושים בצלם הנמשך ממורכים די עתיק די אק שבתור מלובושים קו אין סוף So it means like this. We know there's a cloud called Kol Tzalim. It's an abbreviation we spoke about a few times, right? We spoke about it? Kol Tzalim. It's a posuk. And it's an acronym for Kelim Levushim Tzlomim Morchim and Oilus. What does that mean exactly? How do we use that concept? We see the Rishash is using this concept. It's not so clear. The Divrei Sholem, the Nechid of the Rishash, spells this out for us. Then you can see it clearly in the Rishash. That's what he's saying. So, Oilos is a reference to Naranchi. They're synonymous. Naranchi is a reference to the interior Oilos which are coming down. Above that, we have another two stages called the Oil Atamim and then the Oil and Sof. So the Oil and Sof, and then the Oil Atamim, which is coming into what's called the Oilus, which are called the Nikudim, Oilus and Nikudim. Then you have the next stage, which is called the Moichim. So all that's going to fit into the Moichim, which is the stuff which the parts of need in order to grow
the lifeblood
we usually mention about the chug chasadim gruos and dispashes in the goof. The moichim really just stay into the moichim, so this is the, your brain stuff, your intelligence which is coming down, and then that's going to be packaged though in something called the tselem, which is going to be packaged in something which is called a levush or packaging. No, that's going to go into the Kelim of Zah. Okay, so all that got to package, you have to bring down every single time and at every single stage. That's what he's saying over here. He says, V'nimza ki neranchi, that's the highest parts of what we can see. After that, those are the two bechinas of the O and so, which he's referring to that we don't see bechla. It's not written in the Siddur bechla. The core parts of Bayim Meluvoshi B'tocha Moichi, the core parts of Em Yeluyoni Mimenu. That's going to go on. Obviously, he doesn't spell out the whole cloud, but we know the cloud. He says it many often. We'll see it in the Rishash himself. In the Siddur, he says it. Then it goes into the Levushim, and then it goes into the Kelim. Okay? Mm-hmm. That happens on stage number 5. Ati coming down into Yasud. The Yasud coming down into Abba V'ima. Sorry, again. Ati going to Arir. Arir going to Abba V'ima. Abba V'ima going down, bringing on the Biruim into from Yasud into Zah.
What does he mean when he says Hanimshach Memoichim of the high level?
That's right.
What is Nimshach? The Tzelem is Nimshach?
Or? Everything. The Moichim which are inside the Tzelem. And we have to, if you know, as he said, the bottom line, that you know that Mulvoshim Akava ends off inside of it, because without the Koitus Nitzis, he's stopping here and bringing it out. There's nothing there. So, in order to Mechadish, we saw this in Etz Chaim many times, the only way to Mechadish new things, you have to go back to the Ein Sof. And here you Mechadish, Aparim Chadoshim, Moichim Chadoshim, coming down from the from the Paltzufim Elyonim, which are also you have inside of them the Ein Sof. Okay.
Yeah, and just one point here, when he goes to Ark, he goes straight to the attic of Ark.
Yeah.
Is he missing out those parts of it, or is it because we don't want to speak about them being different parts?
Yeah, because we said there's a cloud that either you can be pulling down from a higher level, or you can do, or you can be going b'der mava. So either there halbosha, that means you're nurturing, you're receiving something from that chelik, or rather, you're just using it as a bridge, as a tunnel you're funneling through. So really, we don't need any other bechina besides the Atik Atik Da'ak. That is where Atik Da'atzil is going to be drawing down his Shefa, his Moichim, from. That's where his Bilbo will be done.
And, I mean, the other ones as well. I mean, Abba should also need to get from Abba Da'ak, if there is such a thing.
No, that's not, we can't make up rules here.
Yeah,
Abba gets from Abba Da'atzilus, and Abba Da'atzilus gets from Atik.
Atik from Ark, so he said that Chelik of Ark, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's so powerful, the Atik of Ark, that all of them are Nivlai in it, sort of. You can't really speak about a separate parts of him, it's all called the Atik of Ark, maybe.
I don't think so. Okay.
Because you've definitely seen spoken out different parts of him in that.
We know there are different parts of him
now. Do we ever speak about them? Do we ever speak about them as separate things, that this one does something different
from I think so. Okay.
Like we found by the higher parts of him here, that the young have the look of it because it's Amish.
China.
It's
right.
Bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a side point. Anyways, the point is, we're talking about the Aliyahs and the Yeridas of the Shefa. So that's what the Rashash spells out. We need that. It's very important in order to understand the Kabbalah. Okay, good. Now we're going to speak about a little bit of the Tikkunim, which are happening over here. Now, we spoke about the Seder Aliyah and the way the Birurim are coming up and going a little up and coming back down. Right? We spoke about that, coming back down. Each level will have to get its tikkun of the Birurim from the parts of above. Right? Again, this is only an intermediary stage yet. Because after all this goes up and comes back down, goes up, comes back down, then we're going to have to make the ultimate Aliyah to Apsak the Ak, and then the new Morchim are coming back down. So after we've done all those intermediary stages and everybody's ready to go,
that's just putting them on the right levels, ready to get the Hadash Bor.
That's right. So then we're going to go up to what's called the Apsak the Ak, meaning right and left brain of Adam Kadmon. There's going to be a Zivug that happens over there, and what comes out from there is from the Abda Ab, and the Abda Sag is going to come out Ma and Ben, because we know there's only four Bechinas, right? Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben. So the Ma is called the Ma Chodesh and the Ben Chodesh. We know this from Motzot Tzraimsha. This is the Poshah, but we're bringing that into context. What does this mean? Theoretically, we spoke about in the Tra'atik about these various Bechinas, which we're taking a little bit of the Ma, a little bit of the Ben, making the Pasuk of Atik. We're going to use this practically now when we're making shakel on our coffee in the morning. Okay? So what we're going to do now, we're going to make this zivug, Absag Da'ak, and the Ma'a Chodesh is going to come out from the forehead, and the Enayim are going to produce the Teisha spheres of Ben are going to be mashlim what broke. What broke? The Malchias of the Ben. So all we need now is nine other parts of Ben to come out to be mashlim the Ben, and 10 new parts of Ma which never came out. Parim Chodosh Barnei comes. So it's
why the 10 never came out?
I'm talking about what came out from the what came out from Adam Kadmon. Esses Fields. What were these Esses Fields? You missed it. Only Malchias of the Kesem, Malchias of the Chochma, Malchias of Ben, only Malchias. Right? Therefore, logically, what do you need to be mashlik?
That's all got broken.
Broken, or in Kesem there was only
Malchias. Yeah, whichever, Malchias and Malchias.
That's what broke. Whatever came out broke. Yeah. There was a Pagam. And therefore, you need to be mashlim that now. So the Malchus broke, you have to be mashlim and add in all the other spheres to be mashlim. Then you have 10 spheres. 10 spheres will give you a partzif. That's the definition of partzif.
I don't know why they're coming out now. When you musak Malchus, then the other 9 will come out in the middle.
Well,
it's
the other way around, maybe.
Well,
Malchus came out of that to start with.
Let's start emotional, right? Kesa, the A came out. Right? The spheres of Kesa came out. There's 10 spheres that came out, then I'm the Ak. One second. So Kesa came out, that's the name. Kesa came out, Chochma came out, Bina came out. Now let's focus on the Kesa. Which part of Kesa came out? One tenth of that Kesa came out. It's called the Malchus of Kesa. So now I'm going to use another 9 parts of Kesa to be Mashlim. And then I have a full Kesa now. Now, official, that's an official 4 parts of Kesa. I'm not talking about Malchus, Bukhala. I'm not talking about Sphere of Malchus. I'm talking about the Malchus of the Kesa. That's what you meant.
Okay,
Malchus of it. Right, and when you talk about the Shavir or the Pagam, that was in the Nahi of the Malchus of Kesa.
Yeah.
So is it, are the other 9 spheres coming out to be Mesak in the Malchus, or to just make a new part?
No, it's a Mashlim.
It's a Mashlim.
Mashlim, making a Panim Chodoshes. It came out as an Akuda Ketam, a Sphere Ketam, and now you're making a part of a Sholem.
They can only come out when you've been Mesak in the Malchus. The other 9, yeah, that's
right. You brought up the 9, when you bring up the Birurim, you've done a Maaseh Birur in Bia Tachton, which we haven't discussed. You do the Maaseh Birur. Then once you've done the Maaseh Birur, you bring up the Birurim to the various stages. They get Mesukin Adidei, the Partsuf Elyon. They drop back down into the Partsuf. And the Partsuf just waits there very quietly, very nicely, until you bring
you have to do that as well.
The Yud Spheres of Ma from the Metzach and the Teish Spheres of Shlom HaSaben into that Partsuf.
You have to do it. It doesn't happen by itself. You said the brain Shlom was Mesak and they're ready. He
was Mesak and the Vak. All this is in the Gam, I'm telling you. It's only Gimel Rishayos. The Vak is very Mesukim.
Gimel Rishayos of Atzilus.
Of these Nekudim. They came up from the Naim the Ak, which is way above Atzilus.
You've only got Malchus of the first 3 to be Mesakim.
Of the Gam, yeah.
Yeah.
But let's not get into that. You have 10 spheres that you have to massacre.
Ten spheres, but they're
only a gal of themselves. Yeah. It's not. The vak of them, ten spheres already masukin. Yeah. And all you have to massacre now is the gal of those 10 spheres.
When you say vak, the Malchus is not included on the face.
What? No, the Malchus is included.
But in the vak?
Yeah.
Then you've only got 9
sachem. But vak has to be included. Yeah. You say it should be zat. You should mention it as vak. But it's not a cash buffer because we're dealing only with the gar, and inside the gar you have the whole system of the 10 spheres right there. So let's talk about kesa. You want to work this out practically. So we're talking about the kesa.
Kesa of.
The Kesa, one of the Kesa, the Nekuda that came out
from
the
Nekuda.
The Nekuda called Kesa, which came out. Yes. Now, it's what is it again? It's a Ben. And which part of the Ben is it? It's not the Kesa of the Ben. It's only the Malchus of the Kesa of the Ben. It's the Malchus of the Kesa of the Ben.
Why is it Ben? Because it comes out of the ice.
Everything that came out is only Bechinas Ben.
What about Ma?
What? Ma is the Tikkun. I'm talking about Shmuel. I'm talking before the Tikkun. I'm talking what came out originally from the Nagdak. So the Malchus is the Ben. Malchus is the Ben, included the Kes of the Malchus is the Ben. Right?
Carry on.
Right? Alright, let's see. You understand? Again, what came out was the Malchus de Ben. They came out.
All the problems, yeah. It's kind of
10 of the Malchus de Ben.
And the 10 Nekudas.
10 Nekudas came out of the Naida, which are all Malchus of Ben. Okay, so when we say Kesa is only.
First
of the 10. It's actually a Malchus de Kesa. It's a Malchus de Kesa, the Malchus de Ben.
Okay.
And that's only a gal, that's not the vak. The vak shabo is already masukin.
Alright.
That's what it's all about. When you get into details. That's what you get into details. Okay, so our company, let's just get the mahalif now. As we're coming down. So as we're coming down, we know in Shah Atik, in the Perek Yugimel, in Shah Yugimel, which is on Otto Tzchaim as well, that there's a Chalukas HaShefa, it's called Chalukas HaShefa. The Hainu, there's a source of Shefa called Ma, as we just spoke out, there's a source of Shefa called Ben. Ben on the left-hand side, which is represented by the Nukva Shebo, and Ma, which is represented as the Ducha Shebo, the Zocha Shebo. Each part of has to have both. There's no existence of a partzav without both dun, it's called, ducha v'nukva, inside of it. So therefore, this potential atik l'moshu, because there's no atik yet, there's only a keser, atik comes out from keser. And by the way, also arich also comes out of keser, as we know. So let's start with atik. Atik now, in order to build up atik, it's going to have to draw upon this source of energy, or shefa, from the ma side, and from the ben side, and together tuzama is going to make now from a keser, which again is the malchus of the keser, the malchus, the ben, is going to have to now become, it will now become a part of called atik. In the dorma, what there was before and what there's now, it's partially in the dorma, a part of to a sphere.
That's tikkun already.
That's a tikkun. So how much of ma is he going to take, and how much of ben is going to take? So that's already again. Shah Yugimel tells us exactly how much shefa they take. I'm not going to go into all the sphinx that over there, because even though we know the shefa's coming in from the man and mountain bend, but we don't know what Atik does with it exactly, how it gets itself. Which, because we know he takes the har and the gar and the dar of the bend ma of the ben.
The dar
rishonis. He takes a little bit from the keser, he takes a little bit from the chokhmah, the bina of ben. We don't know what he does with them. At the end of the day, what happens is that it becomes a full-fledged partzuf. But the Ariza has like a 5-6 sfeikas over there in order to try to understand what does he do with the shefa, how does he expel, how does he build himself.
From ma?
From ma, he gets all the keser of ma. He gets the keser.
That's just because it's atik and that he gets from keser.
Love that. Love doesn't. That's not
this would same. Happen with Arif and Abraham as well. Same sort of thing.
It doesn't work that way. I wish it would work, but it doesn't work.
So there's different processes for
you. Yeah, different processes. It happens to be that he takes the keser and the chokhmah is taken by Arif, but the other ones are a bit mixed. So you have the keser, the atik, the keser, the keser which is coming from the Anayim De'ak, which like we said is only a malchus of the keser, is going to take the entire keser dema. Now, when it goes to the left side, it's going to draw, what's it going to draw? Again, since it is itself a ben, it is a malchus of the ben. And the truth is, as we said, that atik and arich come out from one keser. So therefore, they're going to share the malchus. So 5 of the malchus of Ben are going to belong to Atik, and 5 of the malchus will belong to Arif. So second, that Atik, that this keser is what? The keser, which will later on develop into an Atik, is only 5 malchus of that keser. The Haidu, it's a malchus of the keser, the malchus of the chokhmah, malchus of the ben, malchus of the chesed and gevur, of the keser, the ben. So, if that's the only thing that it is, it needs everything else to be mashlemit. Let me show you a picture. Let me show you a picture to understand this.
We don't speak about the nuk of Atik or the nuk of Arich.
This is the nuk of Atik.
The Ben
is the Nukdati. So let me just show you. So let me show you this picture. We saw similar pictures beforehand. So let's try to.
Have we got this picture?
No, you don't have this picture. There's no point looking at the picture. I'm going to point, so it's better this way. So this is what we call the Ma. The source of Ma, which he has to draw upon, and the source of Ben that he has to draw upon. Okay? So Ma's the easiest, so he's going to take Atik, well, potential Atik, he's going to take all the 100 spheres of Ma, but only of the Kes of the Ma. There's going to be a Chochma de Ma, the Bina de Ma. That's going to be taken by other Tatsufim. He's going to take all of Ma, the Kesa de Ma. One entire sphere of Ma.
I think a tenth of all of them.
No, the entire thing. Ten cholokim kesed, right.
Each sphere is ten. Yeah.
Ten, but this is only makes one sphere. It's only one kesed. It's one kesed of ma. What he takes from the Ben, he's not going to take everything, because this is him here. This is what we're talking about.
He's got the other picture in color, the same thing.
The same, yeah. Yeah. The other, yeah. Same picture over here. We have over here that we said that this was. The keser that came off in the act, this is what he is. But this needs to be split because the keser becomes two parts sufim. So Atik is going to take this, these five, and Ari is going to take these five. So it comes out. So it comes out that this is what we have coming up in the Naim Da'ak. This is what we call the chelik of Atik shebe keser that came off in the Naim Da'ak. Therefore, obviously, he's going to need all this to be mashlim him. He has this already. So it comes out, he's mushlam now, all the ma he needs, and all the ben that he needs.
He gets all the ben?
All the ben.
Wow.
What's
the rest of
That makes a keser. And that means that keser has developed himself now into what's called Atik. We don't call him keser anymore.
So Atik's got everything except five malchus of...
Yeah,
of the five markers of the
Tibetan. No, he needs that. He needs that. If not, it's chaser.
So that's his nukva. That's not arich.
No.
Ah.
I don't have.
We're gonna have a kasher soon.
What? I don't have this.
What's the problem?
I mean, he was given. He had before five markers.
This is what he had. This is the five markers that he had.
So, what from an andak directly.
Yeah. This is the keser that we're talking about, the famous keser. Well, it's all this.
This is which came out originally with the ten.
This is what when we said keser came out from Naim Da'ak, it's like one tenth of this whole story, right?
The ten malchus of the ben,
right here. This keser. So Atik that we're trying to build now is only going to be these five here of the keser chokhma bina chesed gvura of the keser the ben.
He's got that ready.
He has this ready. So we're going to have the marshal of everything else. We're giving him all this, all the great part, and all the ma.
Ah,
and from here,
see that the other five malchus he hasn't got.
He's already got them, but we're splitting up.
Which one he doesn't have?
This one? Black, the great, yes.
Yeah, he doesn't have it, no. We're giving him now.
You're creating a new part of that.
Well, there's nothing left for Nukva then.
What do you mean, Nukva?
There's no Nukva thing.
This is Nukva. This is Nukva. This is his left side and this is his right side. Maiz is Duchas side and the Ben is his Nukva side. Moshav, so you made the Dun.
Originally, he was just Malchus of Ben.
He was only a Nukva. He was only five spheres of Nukva.
Now he's going massive amount. He's going a whole ma, which he didn't have any ma.
Yeah, I don't know the percentage here. I'm not very good at math, but what's the percentage here? You have 100 spheres of ma, and you have 100 spheres of ben, and he only has it's the same story. The picture.
What about the five malchus of Ben, of the keser of Ben?
Yeah, what
does he get them?
He gets it. I told you he gets them. Without that, he's chosen.
It doesn't make sense because he already had them to start off with.
What do you mean?
He had the ten malchus of
who is he?
Whatever came out.
I told you what came out is keser.
The ten malchus of the keser of Ben of.
Yeah. The Malchus de Ben.
Malchus de Ben,
right?
Right?
Malchus de Ben, right?
No. So, right. And that's split between Atik and Arif.
Who splits it?
Who splits it?
Is that something we do with our avoiders?
That happens
by itself. We talk about the original creation of Atik. Not the
Every time we make a piece of chocolate, I'm doing this.
We're doing tikkun here.
Yeah,
right?
But I
do. Yeah, so it's us who does it. Well, we just been milding the mud and everything. And this
I know, but we don't see the Kabbalah. Do we take a sharp knife and, you know, we're sawing the malchias together? You take five malchias together.
Yeah. That's the shepherd comes down. The way it gets split up is
Chalukah is the shepherd. That's right. Okay.
All right, yeah.
So, do you have any questions?
So he doesn't get those five malchus yet. We haven't spoken about
that. No, what do you mean he doesn't get it? I don't know which one he's talking about. You're talking about the black or the grey?
Right, can you see where the black
is what he is. Yeah. What he has, originally.
Yeah, he's becoming Atik, which is based on these 100...
Everything grey.
Plus the 90 spheres there, plus the 5 spheres there.
Yes.
And those 5 as well.
Yes. If not, he's closer.
You split it in two, but then you straight away filled in the bit which you just separated off. Right. You fill that in as well.
Fine. Right.
Then you're going to get someone else, you're going to get something else, someone else, with those five grey malchis at the bottom, and they're going to be chosen absolutely everything else. And you're going to have
to... I don't know what you're talking about. Now, let me show you now Avich.
Yeah, that's
Arich.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
Arich.
So
you do know
what I mean. The same picture, except that Arich, when he came out, he only had this as a start.
Yeah.
So the same thing, you're going to have to give him all of Ma, but not give him the Chochmah Ma, because Kesed Ma was taken away from Atik.
Ah.
The Kesed Ben, you give all to, because this is the Kesed Malchus, right? This is the Malchus of the Kes of the Malchus the Ben. Remember that. This is what it came out. This is what he is. You have to be mashma the same Bechina. So you give him what he's left over, because Atik took this. So you're going to have to be mashlim this. And you give him the rest.
So that's the Kasha. The problem with Kasha is,
so you're going to hop on to this. The problem is, you gave it all this Kes of the Ben already to Atik. Yeah. So that's a problem. Where we have a double kes of the Atik, the kes of the Ben, we have two kes of the Bens. 95% was taken by Atik, and now another 95% is given to
Atik. It's limitless. Atik Ben is limitless.
We don't see that by any other. Only by the kes of Ben. We don't see it by the Chokhmah of the Ben, the Bin of the Ben.
It goes evenly out.
So it's mashma. There's two kes of the Bens.
Oh.
There's no answer to that. I haven't seen that. There's two kes of the Bens. One's given to be mashed in Atik's five tiny malchias, right? Because that's a kes of the Ben. And also Arik also has malchias, but the other five, you have to give them also the kes of the Ben. So when it comes to Ma, you give the kes of the Ma. You give that to Atik, and Chokhmah de Ma is given.
Yeah.
We don't say the why. In Kabbalah, we don't ask the why. This is the way it's written in the Arizal, and this is the way the Rashak brings it down. Lemaisa in the Kabbalah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But besides that little question, is that exactly if you gave away the Ben?
And Chokhmah, who are the Atik and the Arich. The Machelik are different.
Sorry, what did you say?
The Machelik.
Machelik are different, right? Kes of the Ma is going to Atik, and Chokhmah the Ma is going to Arich. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Alright,
maybe that's because
it's getting a bit late, so we'll see that Abba V'Imo will take a bit differently, and Yisro Saba.
They can't take any more.
Yeah, once it's taken, it's taken. We don't see there's no doubling of they're going to take Bina.
Why can't everything else be double-double? Once you create a double-double, everything is double.
No, we don't say why. That's the way...
What happened to the nukvahs of Atik and Arik?
Don't say nukvahs. Say either Ma or Ben. Nukvah is reference to Ben, and Ma is Zocha. So we're taking a nukvah, I told you. We're taking Ben's. Okay, you see the picture lower in. So this is the... So
they got the same nukvah site then.
Yeah, it seems to be sharing the same nukva, it seems to be, yeah. But you don't have to say that. You can say it's a completely different nukva. It's a twin sister. He takes one Kesed of
can it not be the chilik that's melubish on each other? That's the teaching.
I can't guess. I don't even want to try to guess.
Maybe do new dimensions of that.
The chilik that's resting one on the other because it's melubish.
So even though he already took it, Yeshlama the Mashmal Shubshah Tikun Perik Hey. Vagdom is a Chosa now, Haomo, Shubbeisa Tikun Yotsu Pass of Atik, Ve'arich, Kufsfirs Mima, Ve'kufsfirs the Ben, Shtepamim. Shtepamim. Came out two times.
Twice from Ma as well.
Yeah, twice from Ma as well.
What do you do with it?
Where do you put the comma in that sentence?
Kufsfirs Mima.
Right,
very common. Yeah, it could be. Of course, feels the ben shtei pamim. Yeah, it could be the shtei pamim is going on. Yeah. All right, that's very good. All right, could be. Yeah, it makes more sense now. Because you don't need any, because we see the meiser.
One comma can change the whole
thing. Yeah, the whole thing. Boiner lom is a machiva. Say that. Okay, we're going to stop it here. We'll continue next. Okay, sure.